Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a rag-infused switch-up in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass. This is the kind of section that takes a tune from rolling and control to wild, vocal, and hype in a really intentional way. We're not just throwing random effects everywhere. We're making a short, focused transition that feels like a scene change. The big idea here is simple. You want the listener locked into a groove, then you flip the energy with vocal chops, bass movement, drum edits, and a bit of dub-style chaos, and then you launch back out with more impact than before. That's a classic D&B arrangement move, and it works because of contrast. Tight groove first, then controlled madness. We'll keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton devices. So if you're following along in Ableton Live 12, don't worry about fancy third-party plugins. You can get a lot done with the tools already inside the box. First, set your project tempo. A really solid starting point is 172 BPM. If you want a bit more jungle energy, you can push that higher. If you want it a little heavier and rolling, stay closer to 170 or 171, but 172 is a great sweet spot for this lesson. Now create a few tracks. You'll want one for drums, one for bass, one for ragga vocals, and one for FX. If you like working with return tracks for delay and reverb, set those up too. That'll make your workflow cleaner later, when you start sending bits of sound into space. Let's start with the drums, because in D&B everything depends on the drum feel staying strong even when the arrangement gets crazy. Load a drum rack and build a simple two-step style pattern. Keep the snare on 2 and 4. That snare is your anchor. Add kick hits around it, some closed hats to keep the motion going, and maybe a few ghost notes or small percussion hits to make the loop breathe. If you're new to drum and bass programming, don't overcomplicate it. The goal is not to fill every gap. The goal is to make the groove feel like it's running forward. A good beginner approach is to put a kick on beat 1, let the snare hit on beat 2, add a kick or ghost hit after that, then bring the snare back on 4. Use hats and small percussion to glue the rhythm together. A really useful teacher tip here is to think in 2-bar phrases. Even if the full switch-up is 8 bars long, most of the interesting changes should still make sense in 2-bar chunks. That keeps the whole thing from sounding scattered. For processing, put an EQ8 on the drum group first so you can clean up any muddy low-end or boxy mids. If there's unnecessary rumble, cut it. If the groove feels cloudy around 200 to 400 Hz, reduce that area a little. Then add drum bus for punch and grit. Don't overdo it. A little drive and crunch can make the drums feel more alive without wrecking the transients. After that, a saturator with soft clip-on can add some nice weight, and a glue compressor can help the whole kit feel locked together. Now we move to the heart of the switch-up, which is the ragga vocal identity. This is where the section starts talking back to the listener. Use a vocal phrase like pull up, come again, or watch the sound. You can record your own voice if you want, or use a royalty-free vocal sample. Drag the vocal into simpler. If it's a short phrase, you can use classic mode and trigger it like an instrument. If it's longer, slice mode is useful because it lets you chop the phrase rhythmically. For this style, that chopping is really important. Ragga energy is all about short, expressive hits that dance around the drums. Put an EQ8 on the vocal track and high-pass it so it doesn't fight the bass. Then add an auto filter, because moving the cutoff is one of the easiest ways to create tension. Add echo for dub-style repeats, and keep the repeats darker so they sit behind the main vocal hit instead of cluttering the front. A bit of reverb can add space, but keep it controlled. Too much and the vocal loses its bite. Finally, a small amount of saturator can give the vocal some edge and attitude. A really good arrangement trick is to place the vocal slightly before the snare, or on the offbeat, or at the end of a 2-bar phrase. That creates a call and response feel. The vocal says something, then the drums answer, or the bass answers. That conversation is what makes rag-infused D&B feel alive. Next, let's design the bass. For the switch-up, the bass should feel different from the main groove. It should be more broken up, more aggressive, and a little more spaced out. A beginner-friendly starting point is wavetable or operator. Keep it simple. Use a saw or a square-based sound. Set it low, and don't make it too wide if it's carrying sub-information. Split your bass idea into 2 parts if you can. One layer is the sub, which should stay clean and mono. The other layer is the mid-range attitude, which can be distorted and more animated. On the bass track, use saturator with soft clip, then auto-filter for movement, then maybe overdrive or amp if you want extra bite. EQ8 can help remove harshness or clutter, and utility is useful for keeping the low end centered and mono. When you program the switch-up bass, don't just hold long notes. Make it talk in short phrases. Leave space. Hit on the offbeat. Let the vocal breathe, then answer with a stab. That back and forth is really effective. If the bass gets too busy, the whole section loses impact. So if the vocal is doing a lot, keep the bass simpler. One lane at a time is a really smart beginner rule. Now let's add some effects, because this is where the chaos starts to feel intentional instead of accidental. Create an FX track and use things like reverse cymbals, noise sweeps, impact hits, and maybe a downlifter. You don't need a lot of sounds. Even one or two good effects can make the whole section feel bigger. Auto filter is great here too, especially for opening and closing the sound over time. Echo is useful for vocal throws, where one phrase suddenly gets a delay tail at the end of a bar. Beat repeat can create that chopped, glitchy energy if you use it carefully and only in short bursts. Frequency shifter can add an eerie edge to transitions, and redux can give you a gritty digital crunch if you want the switch up to feel more dangerous. Now we arrange the actual 8-bar switch up. Think of it like a short story. In the first 2 bars, let the drums keep rolling, bring in a vocal phrase, and start slightly filtering the bass. Add a small reverse hit or noise sweep so the listener knows something is coming. In bars 3 and 4, start increasing tension. Thin out the kick a little. Let the snare and hats carry more of the groove. Chop the vocal more aggressively and push the delay feedback up a bit at the end of a phrase. Close the bass filter a little more so it feels like the energy is being pulled inward. In bars 5 and 6, go into the chaos moment. Bring in a new bass rhythm. Add a snare fill or a few ghost hits. Throw in a vocal shout with a delay tail. Use an impact or downlifter. If you want a strong surprise, remove the drums for half a beat or even a full beat before the next hit. That silence can be louder than any effect. In bars 7 and 8, you either release the tension or launch straight into the next section. Trip things back briefly, then hit a big impact and bring the full drop back in harder. Or use one final vocal line to bridge into the next phrase. This is where automation becomes your best friend. Automation is what makes the section feel alive. Open and close the filter on the vocal or bass. Raise the echo feedback only for one vocal throw. Push the reverb up for a shout, then cut hard. Mute the bass for a beat before the next drop. That push and pull is what creates energy. A lot of beginners make the mistake of only changing volume. Volume matters, but tone matters just as much. Sometimes opening a filter or brightening a delay repeat feels way more exciting than just making something louder. So automate tone, not just level. And remember the low end. This part matters a lot in drum and bass. Keep the sub mono. Don't drown the bass in reverb. High pass the vocal chops so they stay out of the way of the kick and sub. If the section starts to feel messy, reduce layers instead of adding more. Clean low end is what lets the chaos hit hard without falling apart. If you want a quick practice exercise, build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM. Add your basic DNB drums, one vocal phrase, one bass patch, and one FX riser. In bar 3, cut the bass for half a bar, add a vocal chop with delay, and automate the filter down. In bar 4, use a snare fill, a reverse hit, a distorted bass stab, and then stop everything for a quarter beat before the loop restarts. Then listen back and ask yourself whether the vocal is locked to the groove, whether the bass leaves enough space, and whether the silence makes the final hit feel bigger. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't try to do too much at once. If the vocal is busy, keep the bass simpler. If the bass is wild, make the vocal more selective. Don't overuse reverb, because too much space can blur the DNB rhythm fast. Don't distort the sub too heavily, because that can wreck the low end on bigger systems. And don't forget that a switch up needs contrast. If it sounds too similar to the main groove, it won't feel special. If you want to go a step further, try one of these variations. You could fake a halftime moment by removing some kick hits and letting the vocal stretch out with delay, even though the tempo stays the same. You could make the bass answer the vocal like a conversation. You could create a filtered radio-style moment where the vocal sounds thin and distant for one bar, then snaps back to full tone. Or you could duplicate the vocal, shift one layer slightly up or down, and bring it in quietly just for the transition. A good final tip is to commit to your sound choices early. Pick one vocal, one drum kit, and one bass tone, then shape them. If you keep changing samples all the time, the arrangement loses identity. The strongest switch-ups usually come from focused choices and clear contrast, not endless options. So the formula is this. Build a solid rolling drum foundation. Add ragga vocal chops as the personality. Design a dirty and rhythmic bass change. Use dubstyle effects and automation for tension, and arrange the section so it launches with purpose. Keep the sub clean. Use space as part of the groove and let the vocal act like a weapon. That's your beginner workflow for making RAG-infused chaos in Ableton Live 12. Next step, if you want it, would be turning this into a full project template with exact MIDI patterns and device chain so you can build it even faster.